Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. GlobalAcademy.com.
Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides, and rare archive recordings.
Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time with a dedicated station.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now
on Radio X Oasis.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker. Radio X
Oasis.
Uncertainty, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Dave Grohl says. He was uncertain after that first album. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's the 4-7 thing right here on your glorious Radio X. Just coming up 10-6. I'm Johnny Vaughan. And we know that as a child, Santa was raised around donkeys.
Oh, sure, yes.
It was a donkey. Your parents bought some donkeys, didn't they?
Well, no, we lived somewhere that already had donkeys. Part of our deal to live there was looking after said donkeys, three of them.
Right.
Penny, Hapney, and Henrietta.
I'll just say,
yeah.
Isn't Penny and Hapney, aren't they characters in a horror film?
Yeah, they are.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah. They were quite horrific.
Yeah, I was going to say, but there's no decent donkey horror, is there?
There is, and I was just thinking that'd be a really interesting movie.
It really would be.
Donkey horror.
Yes.
Especially if they were like vampire donkeys.
Yes.
Like really big, like saber-toothed
yes.
donkeys.
Yeah. To be fair, they are very aroused.
They were really lovely until you tried to ride them, and then they didn't like that.
They were stubborn, yeah.
They really didn't
like that. I'm like that as well, since
yeah, same.
I know a lot of guys are like that.
Sure.
Yeah. But what? Why would you try and ride them, since?
Well, because we were kids, and we had donkeys. And
yeah. But how did you approach that, then?
Did they have saddles?
Did you just...
No, we didn't have saddles.
Oh, right.
Bareback.
Wow.
You bareback, like...
Bareback.
So what did you do? Just run alongside and just leap on, did you? Or just... I mean, I'm just trying to...
Use a stall to get
a donkey stall?
What, you snuck
like
up...
a little ladder.
You snuck up
on a donkey? No, they were fine letting you get on, and then they just walk over to a big puddle of mud and buck you off into it.
Okay. Nice.
I've left you bucked off.
Yeah.
I bet you were bucked off.
What a newfound respect for donkeys.
Well, get this. If you are a fan of donkeys, which, apart from Sunta, we are not on this show... a year-long feud over a small herd of... get this, they're actually on therapy donkeys.
A herd?
Oh!
A herd of donkeys.
Therapy donkeys.
Right.
How?
Has divided a rural village in Norfolk. I don't believe the village was particularly united anyway. I've been round Norfolk. I've never...
Squabbling villages.
But I've never been past a village that seems particularly united.
Yeah.
Unless it's in hatred of outsiders.
Right. Yeah.
But as soon as the outsiders are gone...
They're at each other.
Oh, they're at each other.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Residents of a village near King's Lynn, which always makes you laugh. I've got some friends out there, and all their staff refer to it as, "No, you won't get any of that here. You have to go into Lynn."
They call it Lynn.
Lynn.
You have to go in Lynn for that.
Right.
I don't know why it just makes you laugh that you sort of think of there's some big woman called Lynn
who deals with all the.
You'll have to go to Lynn.
Also, my mother's name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow,
really?
That is confusing.
Okay, so in your case, when they said you'd have to go to Lynn, really weird. You're thinking, do you mean King or Mum?
Well, imagine if she lived in Lynn.
Lynn of Lynn. Anyway, they've got 11 miniature donkeys.
Miniature donkeys?
Yes.
Well,
what
hang
the
on
hell?
A minute. Do they fit? See a picture.
Do they fit in handbags? Are they like those little poodles?
There's one thing you know about all miniature varieties.
Yeah.
They're just four times as leery as one.
Really violent, yeah.
A big one.
Shetland ponies
vile.
Horrible things, yeah.
No, miniature dachshunds are much more vicious than the real thing.
Bull terriers of the horse world.
Miniature bull terriers, another absolutely vicious one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, many claim the animals enhance the village because they carry out therapy visits to care homes, hospital and schools in the areas. Oh, hooray, the miniature donkeys have arrived.
Do you know what? I mean, if I needed a bit of therapy, I'd like a puppy.
Yeah.
That would make me feel
better.
I don't want to snuggle a donkey. The hair is really coarse.
Yeah. Have you got anything utterly flea-ridden that stinks that can show up? Oh, we've got miniature donkeys.
And they don't purr.
They don't even purr. Are they not good with children? No, they're not good with children. Or old people.
No sudden movements.
They'll buck off a child in seconds.
Yep.
Oh, we'll have some of those, please.
Yeah. They're not therapy animals.
They're not therapy albums at all. So it's just residents' complaints about their loud braying have resulted in the herd facing the threat of being evicted. And dragged the borough and the council into the row.
Imagine if they escape and go like proper feral.
Well, the woman who's in charge of them, she says, they'll do anything to get us off.
Right.
Mm. It's sour grapes, really. Oh, yeah, of course it's sour grapes. It's not the fact you've got 11 donkeys going all night.
Really annoying.
Noisy.
Yeah. Anyway, she's kept the donkeys on her own farmland in a village of fewer than 100 people, but apparently it is driving the locals absolutely crazy. Yeah. She says they're just jealous.
Don't worry about that.
Don't worry. They're just jealous of us. They're just jealous. Of course, it's just jealousy, yeah. Because everyone wants 11 miniature donkeys on their sonic doorstep. This is Sam Fender.
Thatcher's Haze, naturally cloudy, thanks to the Jonagold Apple.
Radio X.
Get all your outdoor jobs done with Screwfix, with great value on pressure washers, mowers and outdoor paint from top brands like Kärcher, Titan and Ronseal. Shop on the app, online or in store.
Hi there. I'm off this week. Apparently we're more productive at work after a good holiday. So I'm counting this Caribbean rum distillery tour as professional development. Yours, Colin.
Take your holiday as seriously as British Airways Holidays take your holiday. Atoll protected.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, lifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
If you want to go big on your next meal, go Jumbo XL Big, babes. Aldi's Ecuadorian Jumbo XL prawns are super succulent. They taste well nice and grill well good. Go all fancy with Aldi, specially selected.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, detectives investigating a crash during Liverpool's victory parade have been given more time to question a 53-year-old man. 79 people were hurt when a car was driven into a crowd on Monday. Daniel Eveson was among those who were hit.
He just ploughed into us. My partner went under the wheels and it rode over a leg, and I just bounced off to the side, but my boy got bounced totally opposite direction, about 15 feet down the road.
Seven people are still being treated in hospital. UK prosecutors have confirmed for the first time they've authorised charges of rape and human trafficking against Andrew Tate. He and his brother Tristan are